And it is 7:44, 63 degrees with rain around the area this morning. And we are joined by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Is it raining at your house this morning, Hannah?
Not right this second, but I do think that the rain is my responsibility. I washed my car yesterday, so you're welcome, everyone.
There you go. So, isn't it
never
funny
fail.
How that happens? Just strange how that seems to happen, huh?
Yeah, well, and I told Darcy, our cataloger, who's getting married on Saturday, that I'd wash my car during the week, and then it would rain during the week and be nice on the weekend.
Ah, see? Now there we go. Well, I hope it looks like it's going to be nice tomorrow night. I'm going to the Dodge County Fair tomorrow night and see Sawyer Brown, so I'm hoping that it's a nice evening tomorrow night, and then I'll be tired and crabby on Friday. I'm already warning people. You know.
Right. Yeah. You know, with a little heads up.
Right. Right. Exactly. So
people are more forgiving.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
I think I am anyway.
Yeah. Don't be expecting me to do anything too strenuous on Friday, okay?
Exactly.
So yeah. So we talked about this last week, but I want to remind people again, you've got a Medicare 101 program coming up this morning at 10 o'clock.
We sure do, and you do have to register for it, so I wanted to mention it last week, but there is still time. So if you want to learn about how and when to enroll in Medicare and how to make the most of your rights and your options and find out what it does and does not cover, Kathy's going to be in talking also about the Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement Insurance and much more. So to RSVP and save your seats, you can email Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, _Leitner, L-E-I-T-N-E-R, @yahoo.com, or you can give her a call. Her number is 920-627-9664, and she puts on Medicare programs pretty regularly at the library. She does an awesome job, and it's always very educational. So check that out at 10 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. This is kind of a quieter week, isn't it, where you're winding down from summer reading and August reading and all that kind of stuff and getting ready for back to school, I guess, huh?
Exactly. You know, during the summer, we have at least one program every single day at the library, which is pretty incredible, but means that it's like, okay, well, here's one event today and one tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's so much calmer.
Did I see you're also looking for supplies as we head back to school?
We are. So there's a list on our website and on our Facebook page of school supplies. So if you're out and about and you think, oh, I'll throw in an extra box of Kleenex or an extra box of washable Crayola markers, I see there's a good deal on them. We use a lot of those supplies at our desks and at our story times and to put on different events. So if you see a good deal and want to snag something for us, we'd really appreciate it. And again, there's a whole list of suggestions, things that we know we're going to use for sure, on our website.
All right.
Folders.
Yeah. Glue sticks, glitter, all that kind of good stuff, right? I'm big on glue sticks and glitter today. I don't know why.
Even with the teens, I like to use glitter in my programs, but Terica in the children's programs is just like, no, it makes too much of
a mess. I see. There you go. And
even with the teens, we do sometimes get it a little bit all over everything. So.
Meanest thing that I did was sent a friend a birthday card in the mail and put a bunch of glitter in there. So when he pulled the card out, it was glitter everywhere.
There was a special Cards Against Humanity expansion pack you could order. And I forget what the options were, but one of the options you could select for packaging was glitter.
Ah.
And only one person requested that.
Hard to believe.
It came in one of those post office, you know, crate tote things that they have.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The glitter was just seeping out of this cardboard box.
That's
well worth a look on the internet if you want to look at Cards Against Humanity glitter.
There you go.
I can't imagine. And then what do you do with the whole box of glitter?
Yeah.
You have
exactly.
To dispose of it.
Exactly. Unless you're going to an Elton John concert. I don't know. Yeah. Just take it along
with
you.
Exactly.
So, yeah. The Teen Book Club is meeting tomorrow.
We sure are at 4:30. And the Teen Book Club meets once a month, and we try to pick a book that's been adapted into a movie or a TV show so we can then read the book on our own time, come in, discuss it a little bit, and watch the adaptation while eating some snacks. So the latest installment tomorrow is Death Note, which is an anime based on a manga series by Tsugumi Oba, which I did look up how to say that.
Oh, okay.
So Death Note follows a kid named Light Yagami. He's a teen genius who stumbles across a mysterious otherworldly notebook called the Death Note, which used to belong to a god of death, and grants the user the supernatural ability to kill anyone whose name is written on its pages. Just by writing their name down, you can kill them off. So you can read as much of the manga as you want on your own time. I know the library's got a couple of copies of the first volume. You'd probably knock it out overnight pretty easily. It's a quick read. Then join us for a screening of the first two episodes of the anime. You can bring some snacks and beverages if you want. You can bring dinner, have pizza delivered. But for August, we will have some Japanese snacks provided. So definitely fun to check out, geared toward teens in grades 9 through 12, but younger folks are also welcome, as long as your parents say it's okay. And no sign-up is needed.
So this is like a voodoo doll, but just much quicker and easier.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. They also made it into a live-action movie that I didn't like as much.
Really? Okay. All right. Okay. You've also got some stuff coming up next Wednesday as well.
We sure do. So I wanted to make sure everybody had it on their radar that you can tune in or check out the library's website. We've got a family fun flick screening of A Dog's Journey kind of before school gets back in session. If you want to see A Dog's Journey on the big screen, you can stop by the library next Wednesday. And next Wednesday evening, we're having yoga at dusk in the library park. So definitely stay tuned. Check those out. Should be pretty fun.
All right. Sounds good. So I finished Endgame last night.
Oh, what'd you think?
I liked it. knowing what the big spoil was, you could sort of see it foreshadowed, you know, earlier on in the movie where he talks about, you know, and if we do it and don't get killed or whatever, you know, kind of thing, you know.
Yep. Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
So much foreshadowing.
But then I was just reading on Facebook this morning. There's apparently an in-depth discussion about what happens to people when they snap back, and what if the place that they were in when they snapped out, what if somebody else is sitting in that exact spot right now? What happens? Do they end up on their lap? Do they end up, you know, it's just all kinds of goofy stuff like that, you know?
Well, how does it account for the movement of the planet? Like,
well,
we're not on a fixed point.
Yeah. And, you know, it looks like from the previews that I haven't seen Far From Home yet. But it looks like, you know, Peter Parker's friends didn't all age 5 years.
Right.
So, but some of them must have snapped along with him, right?
Right.
So, I mean, some of the odds are, I mean, you know, so I think there's probably a plot hole there in the middle of this movie about, you know, the Norse god of thunder and a big
right,
a scientist
exactly.
who turns into a big like, green guy and time travel. There's this plot hole in that movie.
Maybe if it's, you know, depending on how you want to explain it to yourself. Yeah.
But I did like the idea that Cap was able to use Thor's hammer.
Right, that was such a great moment. It was just so some slight spoilers if you haven't seen it yet, but it's been out on home media for a while. What are you doing?
Right. if you were gonna see it, you've probably already seen it, like me. So you know, but right. the you know, and my favorite part of that was where Thor says, "What's he say? Something like I knew it." You know, when
yep.
he, mm-hmm.
Very emotional.
You take the little hammer.
My theater erupted in applause at that moment.
Yeah, I'm sure that
we were
very
excited about it.
You know, and Woody, I was talking about this yesterday. What about if you could travel back in time and find sit down and chat with someone from your past? You know, would you do it? And would you have to be careful that they don't figure out who you are and how it all, you know, how it all shakes up? It's the those time travel paradoxes, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know,
I probably would. I'd try to we have a couple of family mysteries I'd be interested in unraveling. And, you know, how much can it hurt that you're just like, well, you know, yeah, I'm your great, great grandchild.
Here from the future. Yeah.
Right.
So, but yeah, you know, or if you could go back, would you just do something like, I would said if I could time travel back, I would like to go back and see Janis Joplin in concert.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah.
That'd be worth it.
Or
nobody would need to know.
No, or go back to the infamous Doors concert in Miami and find out if Jim really did, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that would be just an interesting thought. But if you could time travel and visit the West Bend Public Library, its typical open for business hours are?
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And if you forget that or need some more information about anything I've talked about today, it's all on our website, which is westbendlibrary.org. The library itself is at 630 Poplar Street, so you can stop by. You can give us a call at 262-335-5151. We've got a Facebook page, West Bend Community Memorial Library, and we've got Instagram at West Bend Library. And there's just lots of different ways to get a hold of us and get more info. So we like to be open and transparent and put it all out there.
And we also have a new monthly library podcast.
We sure do. So episode 2 of Pager, the library podcast, should be dropping tomorrow. So check us out on anywhere you listen to podcasts. I think I've got my bases pretty well covered in terms of where it's publishing. But if you're looking on your favorite podcast platform and you don't see Pager, let the library know. We'll see about getting the podcast there so it's nice and easy for you to listen to.
And what kind of things are you talking about in the podcast?
We've got some book recommendations, a couple of fun library facts, and some info about library services you might not have known about. And we have a conversation with librarian Sarah, who was kind enough to join us on the podcast, even though she's moving at the end of the month and is packing frantically in all of her spare time.
Well, there you go. But hey, by the way, just an aside, we did get Mom's library card to work, so she is devouring books on the tablet like a maniac.
I love it. I love it so much.
So, yeah, it's a great thing. All right. Hey, have a great week, and enjoy the wedding this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, send us some good weather vibes for Saturday. Thanks for having me.
There you go. That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Catch you next week.